Hare Krishna. Question from Panduranga Charan Prabhu. Is simplicity or non-duplicity, as mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita 17.16, the same as humility or truthfulness? Answer, Bhagavad Gita 17.16 states, Manah Prasada Saumyatvam, Maunam Atma Vinigraha. So, Manah Prasada Saumyatvam, satisfaction of the mind and Saumyatvam. Saumya is a word which comes again earlier in the Gita also. When Saumya Rupa, and after Krishna has shown his Ugra Rupa to Arjuna in the 11th chapter, then he shows the Saumya Rupa, his gentle form. So Saumya literally means gentle. Now, Srila Prabhupada translates it as simplicity. Now, in general, gentleness and simplicity can be related, because when a person is simple means if we see something which is, there is original pure water, and then a lot of things which are mixed into it, then it becomes complicated. So simplicity in that sense can be correlated with purity. And when we are pure, then naturally the soul, which is pure, is the well-wisher of all living beings. Like Krishna is Surudam Sarvabhutanam. So it's mentioned in 5.29. Similarly, the soul who is purely devoted to Krishna is Advaishta Sarvabhutanam Maitra Karunayavacham. So, Krishna and the devotees are both benevolently disposed. So, in that sense, when one is simple, one will be gentle also. That's the, so the first point, that the literal meaning of the word Saumya is gentle. And Prabhupada, in order to translate that Saumya as gentle, because the two are correlated. Now, specifically, what is the correlation between, say, simplicity and humility or truthfulness? So, humility and simplicity are significantly different, although there are similarities between them. Humility especially refers to not wanting prestige, not wanting position, not wanting honor. Simplicity, on the other hand, refers to not having, being complex. Simplicity can refer to at a physical level, not having too much complexity in one's life. And at a mental level, it refers to not having twisted ideas. You know, keeping things simple, as we say. So that means externally, one lives as simply as is possible for one's service. And internally, one lives in a way that is conducive for one's devotion to Krishna. So a devotee can think of complex philosophical concepts. But Vedaischa Sarvair Ahameva Vedyo. In conclusion, the devotee's conclusion is simple. It is something which can be understood even by a person who is a non-intellectual. Or the devotee, however, can go through complex intellectual reasoning and can take others to complex intellectual reasoning to bring people to the simple conclusion. So, Srila Prabhupada used to say that just chant Hare Krishna and you will attain life's perfection. But if you want to study books, we have many, many books. Don't think that we are simpletons. So, simplicity, you know, there is simplicity, we should not equate that with being a simpleton. So simpleton means one who can't think deeply. Simplicity refers to one who can think deeply but can also have a simple, clear faith in the ultimate conclusion. One does not need complexity. One has a capacity for complexity, but one does not need complexity. That is simplicity. So humility, as I said, these humility and simplicity are different concepts over here. Now, simplicity, Prabhupada also translates there as non-duplicity. Now, is non-duplicity the same as truthfulness? It can be. Generally, truthfulness is usually used to refer to speech. One should not speak lies. And non-duplicity refers to not speaking in a way that, not necessarily speaking, but speaking, acting in a duplicitous way. That means having one thing in the mind and speaking another thing or doing another thing. This is the duplicity. So, a duplicitous person can be truthful sometimes when that suits one's ends, and the duplicitous person can lie unhesitatingly, without any pinch of conscience whenever it's required. So, there is overlapping between these various concepts: gentleness, simplicity, humility, and truthfulness. At the same time, they also have their distinctive focuses. Thank you. Hare Krishna.